15 seconds, Jerry. We got to move.
I contradicted myself when I said that the PD returning has the right to supersede what the interim had done. And yet there's reason for me to say no, not to all of it, but where necessary, yes.
Okay. We have that clarification then. Mr. Tatum.
Yes. I would like to remind the chair that there is still a motion on the floor that we need to dispose of.
No, it was passed without objection.
To do what?
The motion was passed.
Yeah, but to do what? Refresh my memory.
Read the very fuck, man.
To forward the information to the PNB, the recording and of this meeting.
Do you want me to read it out?
No. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to know exactly what that motion was.
Yeah.
Because I think what I heard was to put it on the Pacifica website.
No, that was not the motion. The motion was to send it specifically to the PNB.
Yeah. Before you interrupt, I was just going to say that normally it goes on Pacifica Station. So what this motion does is just to make sure the PNB gets their own person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thank you. Okay, Verna, I'll give you some time. I don't want to keep doing a lot of back and forth on this programming thing. We've still got a lot of the agenda to go.
So we've gone
tit for tat, and we're not going to keep tatting and titting back and forth. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. As was said, this Russia discussion warrants a larger, broader discussion, because this is not about Russia phobia or taking away people's free speech. There's a real threat posed to our license, and we need to have a full discussion about that.
Yes.
I'm going to leave it at that. Also, there were a lot of things that were said that I've been in direct conversation with Julianne Malveaux and Katia, and I know that they would have some, they would challenge a lot of the statements that were made. So I don't know how we handle that, but I think that needs to be taken into consideration. I'm going to leave it at that. A lot of things were said that could be challenged, and we need to have a broader discussion on this Russia issue. Nobody is trying to take away the free speech element of Pacifica Radio.
Okay.
That's what Pacifica is all about, free speech. But there is an appearance that is being created that is dangerous, that poses a threat to our license.
And you made that point. Thank you. Kamau and Vanessa, you're next in line. We've heard from both of you, and as I said, we've got a long time to go. So please, very briefly, in that order.
I just have a quick question. I don't know if Esther's still there listening in. All right, beautiful. So
yeah,
thank you. Would you so kindly forward to me, when you have an opportunity, the invoice you submitted to WPFW concerning your consulting time and or the contract that you have? If you could send that over to me, that'd be great.
Yes, for all 3 months or?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Vanessa.
So I guess I have a concern / question in terms of Jerry, before Esther came, saying that now that the permanent PD is back, the permanent PD has the authority to repair the grid to where it was before the IPD, Esther in her capacity as IPD took some shows off and put some others on. And then 15 minutes later, Esther comes, and now the statement is, well, let me change that. And so the grid can be fixed where it needs to be or where necessary. What on earth does that mean?
Remember, when we first talked about
Hold on, Vanessa, is that your question? What does that mean?
That is my question.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
Jerry?
The specific question is, what does that mean, where necessary?
Yes.
Because you can't how do I put it, unfix something. In other words, there are things that Esther fixed that were broken, period. Shows that I liked, Led by Love, I participated in Led by Love. I went to DCYRS for that show to do a remote, but they stopped, they lost their producer. They were sending in fragmented material, old material. Goethe Institute, I worked with Goethe Institute also. I appreciated their programming. They were gone. We were replaying material over and over and over again. It was broken. So Esther made repairs. And we've got to, I think you don't take apart structure that we paid good money for. And Kamau is asking for the invoices. We paid for these services. Esther delivered. I'm sorry, there were holes. And Verna, you should probably agree, there were holes in our grid.
No, what I would say is that they were working
on... Mr. Chair, I've been trying to get into this conversation for quite a while now.
Well, I'm still recognized. I just be
no, you asked, still no, you're not, Vanessa. You asked.
Yes,
you asked,
I am.
No, you asked.
I mean, I asked. Don't I have like a 2 minutes? I ask a question. I have a very, very brief. You could give me 15 seconds to make a brief follow-up statement, and I'll be done. I'm going to go back again to the point eight, Katia. The permanent program director is the one who has us at point eight. Esther's a fine journalist, I'm sure. I don't know what her qualifications are as a program director, but I know that we have a proven program director. So I take issue with your claim that these were holes that need to be repaired.
Thank you. Who was it that was saying that they've been waiting to get in?
It's back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't see. Okay. Jerry, what were you finished saying what you were going to say? Oh, I know what you are finished. I just want to make this point that what we're actually discussing is not sort of, you know, the individual merits of particular decisions, right? So what our concern is, and you know where we I think have a role for concern is just clarity on the process. That if a decision is how the decision gets made, who has the authority, and really what it comes down to is what kind of communication and collaboration is there in the making of those decisions? Because that's what sounds to me is what's broken. Is that communication and collaboration. I am not pretending to be equipped to judge the rightness or wrongness of a particular decision. Our concern is who gets to decide, how does that decision get, and how does that decision get made? And I'm gonna leave that there, Ron, and then we go back to the agenda.
Okay, just a quick question. At any point in your decision-making process, was there a consultation with the program director? At any point in your decision-making process about which shows to remove or anything else related to programming, have you consulted with the current program director?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. No, I was acting or interim. I was acting as a fully empowered program director. My understanding is that the program director was sick out on leave. And these were things that were left over from the previous year. I think I had some side communications, which became a little problematic because I realized there were some other, discussions and everything happening on the national level and everything. And I didn't really want to create any problems for Katia or Jerry. So I limited that kind of side communication, but, I let her know about, because I let everybody know. I had several updates to the staff, throughout. And also some side, communications with her. But as far as saying, no, you know, I'm going to put this on or I'm going to fill this hole with this. No, I did not do that.
So there was no conversation about what you were considering, you know,
and Ron,
that correct?
Just to be clear, at the time, Esther was the program director.
It was an interim position,
right?
And there's some debate about whether it was interim or acting,
right?
Nonetheless, Katia had not been fired; she was still the program director.
No, wait a minute.
It would seem to me that after all those years of experience, that there would have been some level of consultation.
I respect your feelings about that. We're operating in a different type of situation where she was out sick, and I think my position and the position of every other staff member I ran into was that we weren't really to bother her. We weren't supposed to be. We weren't supposed to be bothering Katia. We were supposed to do our job, do our work.
All right. I think Ron, I would say that the appropriate question is not during that time, because I think there was a clear line of delineation during that time. There may be a question about after, but during the time, you asked the simple question, and that was the answer.
Thank you.
Clear line of delineation. All right, Julie. I haven't forgotten you.
I don't really actually want to talk except to once again remind people, please don't talk about stuff that really is closed session stuff. Okay.
Is there anything else from the PNB?
Oh, you're looking for the PNB report? Oh, yeah. I can do that.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry, I didn't realize we were actually segueing. Yeah. PNB report. So we met 1, 2, 3, 4 times in between the last LSB meeting and this one. I have to say, I don't have much to report from the February 9th meeting because I was horribly late to the meeting. So maybe my colleagues would want to say something about that. The meeting on February 16th was a closed session only, and because there's been some chatter in the chat box about, you know, people hiding behind closed session meetings, Robert's rule says that whenever you have a disciplinary matter, you cover it in closed session. And that is what the PNB did. We started talking about some two disciplinary matters in the February 16th meeting. In the February 23rd meeting, we had let me just take a step back because we've got a bunch of new direct delegates here. There are 4 standing committees of the PNB, so national committees that are standing committees because the bylaws say thou shalt have these 4 committees. And those 4 committees are audit, finance, governance, and a coordinating committee. And so delegates can serve on those committees as well. And Alan's going to talk about that probably at some point. That is to say, how we get delegates to serve on those committees from PFW. But any committees that are national committees besides those 4 have to be stood up every year by the PNB passing a motion to say, hey, let's have an elections committee. Let's have a personnel committee. Let's have a national programming committee, and let's have a strategic planning committee. And those indeed are the 4 committees that we pass motions on to say for 2023, let's have those 4 committees. So those are the ones that those plus some of the 4 standing committees are ones that Ellen will be talking about, getting LSB delegates to help serve on, because we can have up to 2 delegates from PFW serve on at least some of those committees. Some of the committees have restricted membership. So, for example, the only people who are allowed to be on the National Finance Committee are treasurers and directors, so no delegates. At the February 23rd meeting, in addition to the committees, we also, in closed session, worked on 2 disciplinary matters again. And then other things I can't really talk about in open session. And at our March 2nd meeting. Once again, we sort of spent a fair bit of time talking about how we're going to hold the elections to get PNB directors on those 8 national committees. And then in closed session, we talked about some stuff, but also disciplinary matters again. So anyway, and for the new delegates, when you get a chance to look at the bylaws, what I'm talking about when I say disciplinary matters, it is possible to remove directors or delegates, you know, for conduct detrimental to the organization. And there's a process that you go through. And so when I'm talking about disciplinary matters, it's kind of roughly along those lines. And I will just share that it doesn't have anything to do with WPFW. So, and then I invite Vanessa, Sue, Donna to add anything, particularly because there was that one meeting that I had to miss for a prior engagement.
I don't have anything to add. There have been a lot of disciplinary matters, all of which are held are confidential matters. I have nothing to add.
Donna or Sue?
I guess, well, no. I mean, I did. There are things that we would like to discuss with the, I think that we'd like to discuss with this LSP, but we can't discuss now. And I think, you know, we've got to, at some point, maybe not tonight for sure, go in to have a closed session to deal with some of those things.
Amen.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Some of those things also can be, we can start discussing some of those in the coordinating committee meetings, unless it's more urgent. Those will be in.
Is that a motion?
No.
No,
I'm just saying that's something that those things that there are PNB reps that come to the coordinating committee meeting, and we can start discussing some of those things there to structure. If we want to have an executive session in the LSB meeting, that's where we can figure out how to do that and what we want to do. That was just a point of information on my part. Sue, did you have anything to add PNB wise? Okay, Esther?
Yeah, just really quick. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, just to go off mute.
We hear you.
I just wanted to ask the PNB representative who spoke about the, I saw an email from, I think it was a GM at another station talking about circulating a proposal for a pilot program for underwriting. And it's just not really clear to me. I hadn't heard back from him. I asked him, was that just a proposal? Was this adopted at some point? Or what's the status of that?
That's a good question. It was adopted. I'll be honest. Sometimes one of the things that happens is people write motions, and it was a really long motion, and it kind of intermixed the whereas clauses with the resolving clauses, and so, you know, we need to rewrite it. I mean, I think the gist of it is accurate, but, you know, it's sort of, if you want to boil down to the resolving clauses, just the, like, what's the action part? But we kept going back to, you know, putting some stuff in the resolving clauses.
And so is the pilot program in place now, or?
In theory, yes, Esther. So that's the sense in which I feel like, PFW would do well to, you know, start thinking about the pilot. I mean, I know we've done things like had media sponsorships, you know, in the past, but, you know, if there are ways to turn that into, actual income for the station.
Sue Goodwin, please mute.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm glad you. Everyone, please mute.
No class. I took a
class. Okay.
I think.
Minerva, I'm going to come to you next because we have not heard from you.
All right. Thank you, Dennis, and good evening, everyone. And this is for the PMB. At some point, there was a statement made about one of your meetings where the programmers were asked to describe their programs and give some other information. Has that moved forward? Because, and the reason I'm asking this is hearing the discussion about the different programs and whether this one's viable or whether that one's viable, I would say as a person who's listened to the station over time, I have the same question as others. How are these programs brought forward and who makes those selections? And I need to know, is there something from Pacifica as it relates to how the programmers, how the programming should be? So if you could, and I'll mute and ask Julie if you could speak on that.
Yeah, so I don't remember the specifics of it, and I could pull it up and I could send it around to people, but the object was the following, that to a degree, there are some programs on the air on some stations where they're not bringing in a lot of money and they don't have big listenership numbers, right? And so you have to ask the question as to whether those programs are actually helping us contribute to the mission of Pacifica, right? If somebody doesn't bring in a lot of money, but they have a lot of listeners, you know, you might think, or a lot of listeners for the time slot, or a lot of listeners for the community that's being served by that particular programming, you might say, let's keep it on the air. But if they don't have, you know, at least some combination of both money coming in and listeners, then you have to ask some questions. And I think there are some shows on some of our stations that fit that bill. And so the motion that we passed was something to the effect of programs should have to reapply to be on the air annually, which is a way of saying, you know, basically programs that you know, are pulling in dollars or are attracting audience are going to be able to say, hey, we should still be on the air because we do X. Whereas the programs that don't have don't have the numbers either way are going to have a hard time justifying their existence, and that the GMs and PDs are going to have to actually have conversations with the programmers for those programs and might make some decisions to say, well, you know, we're going to go in a different direction for this time slot. And it was really a way of giving the GMs and PDs, you know, kind of the structure so that, you know, and backing of the Pacifica National Board to say, yeah, we need to bring it. We're in dire financial straits, folks, as an entire foundation. It's maybe not as bad at at PFW as it is at some of the other units, but you know, we have got to get listener numbers up and we have got to find ways to bring revenue in. And this was, an attempt by the PMB to help make that happen.
Okay.
I wanted to just answer her question because I think she was referring to the census I started when I sent her out. We sent out with the assistance of Vinnie Jack, we sent out a census to the programmers so we could just create a new directory and get basic information about who is on the air. And so I don't know if that's what she meant, but that process is still underway. The last he told me, we had received responses from about 70 programmers.
And can I just add a tiny bit to what Esther just said there? The reason that's important is because, and thank you for doing that, Esther. We are going to try to have elections this year. So one of the things that Stephanie Wells, the executive director of the foundation, told all the GMs was that they have to start working on cleaning up their membership list so that we can, you know, send ballots out to people. And a thing that I learned, which I hadn't realized before, is it's not the listener member lists that are difficult. it's the staff list. And you might scratch your heads and say, really? Why would it be so difficult to have the staff list all together? The reason it's difficult is because a lot of shows, there's a clear, you know, head programmer for the show, right? And they're on the WPFW programmer's email list. They might have, you know, some volunteer folks who work with them in terms of, you know, production support or, you know, what have you, or program support, right? And if they put in their, you know, relevant hours, they could be considered staff members, but it's not always the case that, you know, management at the station know who all of those people are. And so that's the reason why we need to have that census, so that we know who the programmers are, so that when it comes time to have elections, we know exactly who the staff people are who should be getting ballots. So thank you.
Yeah, it's very important, because I think that you have a situation where people who are submitting information for public affairs programs, they are reporters, they're going out to the field, they are doing interviews, they're doing a lot of things that aren't on the mic, you know, or on camera if we were a TV station. And those people aren't getting credit sometimes to be volunteers and to be considered members of what we call programmers, I call producers. And it's not fair to those people, because they're putting in often more hours than someone who shows up to play music for 2 hours and go home. So I think that's really important. And the only other thing I wanted to say is that the process also for the last 3 months has been involved with the fact that there's no evaluation, and to kind of create a system once there's a census of being able to evaluate shows. And some of the process of the grid that caused all the discussion earlier in the meeting had to do with evaluating things that weren't there anymore, or that were just repeating shows and not producing content.
Okay, thank you. Verna, quickly.
Julie, this LSB made a recommendation back in September to the PNB. And has any action whatsoever been taken on that? And if not, why?
So the answer to that is important, and yet we can't talk about it in open session. And that's not a satisfying answer, I know, but.
Let me suggest this, that Julie, that if you can respond to that in writing to the board membership.
Because I think it's really insulting.
Okay, hold on. All right. I got your point, Verna. Julie, can you do that for us?
I'm going to buy one of those take a number at the deli machines. I'm sorry. I just won't get to it tonight, and I don't. Yeah, it might not be till the weekend.
I'm not asking for it tonight, but I understand that that conversation can't continue in open session. The question of what has happened, what happens next, has been raised several times. So I would like the board to be informed, and email is the best way, rather than having this conversation. We are now going to, who's doing the report for a program committee?
I can do it.
Yes, okay. Donna, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I did send it in. Let me, I'm just opening my notes here. We met on 27th of February, and we had elections, a couple things. We had elections, and I'm happy to report our new chair is Minerva Sanders, and I'm supporting her as vice chair. And Irene is the secretary. We went back. What we did was we looked at some of the we have three tasks that the committee was working on, and some of those things deal with what was discussed, what's been raised today. Evaluations. How are programs evaluated? To our knowledge, there's nothing that in the Pacifica guidance or in our bylaws that gives us that direction. And so that's an issue that's going to, we're going to continue to look at. We Nielsen ratings were a part of that. info@wpfw.org, that announcement. We still do not get, we've been asking for years for the content. What is the community saying? Because we ask them online and after many of the programs, public affairs, mostly public affairs programs, you know, what are your comments? And so there's no satisfactory response to that. I've been stonewalled, I'll just say that, blocked. The information doesn't come to us. We're told it's not very much there. But anyway, we still ask people for that information. And so we're looking also at other creative ways to assess what the community is interested in. There was a town hall we've had a couple of town hall meetings. And Martha Peterson from the community, we used to be on the committee. She provided me just this weekend, or just the other day, excuse me, with a survey results from that town hall that was held about a couple of years ago. It's in hard copy, and I'm going to provide that to the program committee. Let's see. And then the other question was about the other task group was looking at news. And so there have been some changes to changes to the grid do fall into that category of providing additional information, news information at different times in the day. We reached out and we're hoping to work with Sue on and supporting that. One of the things that was offered, that Katia offered actually as support, was something that the programming committee is also working on, was relationships with universities and colleges and universities in the area. And that is being worked on. And it was suggested that we not go to those that already have stations, but go to those places where there's a journalism or broadcast program and no station, so that, you know, we're offering something new and that would be an enhancement to their program. Katia was very much behind that, and that's something that, those are the three areas we're working on. We have new members, and I want to thank those who joined. We've got a few new members, thank you. And we are also still working on the LSV show. So Minerva is going to call a meeting of those in a small group to really continue working on the LSV show. I want to say we did get some suggestions from at least one of our members, I think Bill Curtis, to make some changes to the format. And so, that's all that is open. We're moving forward. And the Programmer's Bill of Rights, that's something that, that addresses, that we had been looking at and we worked on and got it to the LSB in a certain format, in a certain level of completeness, but it needs more detail. And so, and more specificity. It speaks of things like, you know, cooperation between between management, between the GM and the PD and the programming committee, you know, to kind of work together more so that none of us is blindsided and we want to be of support. We've offered to volunteer on a lot of things. And one last thing, there's another effort. I'm going to ask Anita to kind of explain. It's a joint project with the Outreach Committee, programming, and Irene, refresh me on that.
Okay, and this is more of a Donna on that. That's okay.
Yes, please. Thank you. Fill in some gaps. Something it wrote.
Okay. I'm sorry. Were you done, Donna?
I was just asking if anybody else on the committee could fill in some. There was another point I was. Let's see. There was one more point I was trying to get to.
Let me just jump in terms of the Programmer's Bill of Rights. What I want to say is that instead of for the committee to continue tinkering with it, it's already come through the LSB and it's been passed to management. And so I think, it would be better for them to look at it and come back with any questions or concerns, and then that can be reconciled at that point. Until we Thank get you. Some response from them on sort of the big items, it doesn't make sense to fine tune every little thing. Yes.
You're right. And we weren't talking about going back and doing anything, but there was one last point, and that was about the. Hold on, so far. Okay. There was one other item, and that was one other item, and that was, I was speaking to what Irene or Anita was going to mention, and this was a suggestion from Thomas Blanton for PFW to be involved with the Juneteenth celebration, a citywide Juneteenth celebration. And so the the programming committee was asked to work with outreach and I think one other committee.
Development.
So
okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
May I go ahead and speak?
Yes, Minerva.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Thank you for all the years that you chaired the committee. And let me start by saying the idea of the Juneteenth activity is one that we understood that Thomas Blanton had sent to the LSB chair, and he directed it to be sent to the community outreach. And I did get a copy of it, and I began to reach out to community outreach to share why it was important, as well as the development committee. So, and someone asked, how would it end up with the program committee? There, his proposal is one that speaks about an activity that would go from, it's like a 4-day activity that would start June 16th, 17th, and I have the other, all the information will be coming to the LSB to provide, once we're able, as the group we talked about in a smaller group, to see how each component of the LSB can support it to get buy-in from the full board that we do move forward with this. It's mainly encouraging the station to help in getting the word out about Juneteenth and encouraging people to understand their history as it relates to Juneteenth and the individuals who had the major impact on what took place. There is one part where they're asking that maybe we identify some programmers that might be willing to use their time slots to speak about what Juneteenth meant to them, their family, or others in the community that they know that would have some type history or information about that activity. So that is how it came about. And each group that was approached about it, I mean, we're excited. And definitely since it was Thomas Blanton's idea, we're asking that he take the lead in getting this out, because it's something to bring something to a group and then ask them to move forward your idea or concept. So that we'll have more information for the board. And you'll hear more from the programming side and also from the development side as each of those individuals speak about it. The other part that I feel as part of the chair of the program committee, one thing that I've been on this board now for years, starting to go into two, one thing that I know is missing, I'm not going to say I think, I know, and that's the communication between management. And that's the GM, that's the PD, the programmers, and the LSB. If we say that we're all one family, I don't see us working together, because there are things that take place that the LSB board members, there's a lot of talent on this board that we could help with, but we're not included in the initial planning so that everybody knows what their role and responsibility is. And so we're hoping to try to open the conversation between all groups, that it's one thing to tell people that WPFW is a family, but it's another to act as one. Now, I will say that I did reach out to the program director, and she did send back a message to say that she's unable to speak right now because she's ill. And she didn't give a time frame, but I'll reach out to get a time frame when she and I can speak, because I think it's important that we understand how the program committee works with the PD and also with the programmers, not through the PD, but there are people who know programmers. I've met a few, and you know, we're willing to help with the fund drive and things of that sort, but you can't call us in at the last minute. So as you're sitting down at the table to plan these things, it's important that we all work together on this. And so those are some of the things. And I'll say this, with the public affairs person. I heard a lot of what she had to say, and I just feel like the more ideas that come forward, the more people understand what each other are doing, the better we can work together and support each other. So, you know, I'm looking for great things from the committee for this upcoming, the remainder of this year, and for whatever happens next year. But I think this is a start, just as the meet and greet was a start. Is there anyone else on the committee that might have something they want to share? And I know that we're going into a lot of time, and we don't want to prolong this any more than we have to. All right.
Chair, Jerry.
Yes.
I have to give this to the program committee. This is a bit of a bombshell, but you don't need to be broadsided. You're going to have three additional channels on HD by September. The way that we've been promoting this, basically, we said that HD2, we're a jazz and justice radio station. So HD2 will be more jazz. HD3 will be more justice. So the idea, music on HD2, public affairs on HD3. And there's a fourth channel. So 2, 3, and 4, three additional channels are coming your way in a few months. I had to report it. That's the news.
Thank you.
Okay, is that, I mean, since the conversation was just about cooperation, is there something that you would, is there some, are you just letting us know that again, or is there something you're asking us to help with?
Well, yes, the development of these three channels, we probably would have like some input from the board. It falls upon the program director and the public affairs director to address these monumental tasks, yes. But we're gonna need some help. So
well,
yes.
if the board develops some suggestions about that programming, are you letting us know that those suggestions will be taken under serious consideration and
yes.
Won't be a waste of our time, because I think yes. People would love to do that.
Yes, okay. And I'd like to share one other piece of information, because something was mentioned, and I think it might have been Donna Grimes who mentioned it, about contacting universities in the area, something that was put forth to Katia also, so that we're all on the same page. The concept at this point, and I'll have to say, not wholly approved by the program director, because she's been away, and we will get all of this approved. But the concept that we've had for HD4 is that it would be a consortium of universities. If you had four universities get on board, each university would get a 6-hour slice of a 24-hour day that would rotate. We have been in direct communications with UDC. They lost DC, WDCU years ago. Bowie State University, we're in direct communications with them. We're actually in communications with Howard University, but they already have a station, but the students aren't satisfied with WHUR and therefore coming to WPFW for some type of assistance. Kind of strange, but that's what we're being approached with. And there's talk of us bringing on board University of Maryland Eastern Shore, because they don't really have any communications facilities. Okay. So those are the university efforts that are already underway. I'd like to see, make sure that we don't step on each other's toes and act on a unified front.
Okay, good, thank you. So if we are done with the program committee, next up would be the community outreach.
Oh, no.
No, nope, development.
Thank you.
Okay, Irene, I got you.
Thank you, Dennis. One of the things I want to say first is I want to build on Minerva's statement regarding WPFW being a family. And I want to challenge Jerry, as the head of his staff and family, that he should encourage his staff to attend the meetings that involve their positions. These meetings happen every month. They're normally monthly meetings, and attend the meetings as invited
and be able to report out something to help them get their job done. I'm just saying, we need some encouragement from you as the general manager. They need encouragement too, that it would be a very good idea for them and would help them with their jobs if they would attend the committee meetings and the LSP meeting.
And let me just reiterate here that is one of the reasons that it would be really helpful for us to know who works there and what their titles and responsibilities are, so that we know who to invite into these discussions.
I'm just learning that Sataria would be the development person, although I've been trying to reach out to her. But it would really be helpful if Sataria would attend our meetings. We have a lot to do. We have a lot to give. And many of us are putting in our own money, funds, and we would appreciate your encouragement of your staff to attend these meetings.
I will do so, and I think it's a fantastic idea. But let me tell you how big your idea actually is. You are talking about a cultural shift, because staff has traditionally been, I don't know if I should use the word afraid of the LSB, but at odds with the board. I'll be frank. There's a certain amount of contempt held for the board amongst the staff, because staff does 2, 3, 4 jobs. We're working all the time. And then we feel like we get interrogated. I'm still in a pledge drive right now. And then we ask the board for help every pledge drive. And then we hear, we want to help. And we fall through.
Jerry, you can't do the stop and come here at the same time. You can't. You're not letting us in the building. We offer the help to even send out gifts and thank yous. And we've never been contacted to do that. You're saying we can't come in, but yet there was someone named Camille in the station on Saturday, and she's not on the LSB. I didn't know that she was a programmer, but she was in the building. So you can't give us mixed messages.
Okay, go ahead and make your report.
My report, please. The development committee consisting of at that point, Arthur Highland and Irene Adams met on February 20th, 2023. The items on the agenda were a calendar of events and how we can assist with upcoming events, assessing marketing materials on hand at WPFW, assessing marketing material needs, reaching out to key staff for development input and marketing material input, and collaborating with other committees, particularly programming and outreach to support the station. Arthur reached out to Vinny on the 21st regarding the newsletter and along with that offered to meet with him to discuss marketing material needs. Vinny's response was that at present he was focused on the fund drive and that they could possibly table the conversation after the fund drive is over. We intend to follow up with that. Committee chair reached out to Sataria in regard to the development ideas and materials needed as well. Though they have not connected to date, they have both made numerous attempts to connect. The program committee, in conjunction with the development committee, ran a t-shirt giveaway palette during one of the Saturday shows. T-shirts designed and donated by a company were donated to the cause specifically supporting a Saturday show, touting the name, "I support the particular show." The t-shirts were offered to any pledges of $100 or more. That was based on the suggestion of the host of the program. The host reported that the t-shirts that were offered gave a boost in pledges and they did a tremendous job. However, they are not able to obtain a list of donors at the time. The t-shirts were a limited number, and so the first few donors were supposed to get a t-shirt, but the host has no way of knowing who gets a t-shirt and when. The Programming and Development Committee will be responsible for delivery of the shirts. So we're waiting to get a list of donors for the Saturday shows so that we can provide the t-shirts. The committee expressed a need to reach out to members who have not who volunteered for the development committee, and we were not able to reach in time for the meeting. We will be reaching out to the LSB and inviting them to the meeting that will be held on March 23rd at 7 p.m. on Zoom, and we will send out an invite as soon as possible. We did agree that the development committee would meet on the first Thursday of each month beginning April 6th. Our action items for the interim period is to determine our meeting and frequencies, whether or not our meetings and frequency need to be posted on the website or be made available for comment. Can you answer that for me, Dennis?
Yes.
Being a new member, being chair.
They should be posted and open for the standing committees.
Okay, and how do we do that? Do we give that information to anyone in particular for them to?
I believe Vinny.
Vinny does post, yes.
Is there a specific Zoom account or do we use our own?
This account is available as long as there's no conflicting times. Let me just say generally, any committee chair who wishes to use this Zoom account for a meeting, contact me and I can let you know how to control it, how to get into it and open the meetings.
And we will continue thank you, Dennis, and we will continue to attempt to engage Benny. I don't know what his title is. He used to be volunteer coordinator, but I'm not sure what it is now. Vinny and the new development coordinator for marketing material on hand and items and needs, and invite them to the next meeting.
Thank you.
And that's it. Okay. Any questions, concerns?
Eric.
Donna has a question. I'm sorry.
Okay, Eric's hand is up already.
Okay.
I can't hear you. You're not muted, but we can't hear you. All right, I'm gonna go to Don. I'll come back to you, Eric. Donna, go ahead.
Thanks. Irene, what's the status of the newsletter? What's the decision there? Because I understood that you and Arthur put together a newsletter. I think it's a great idea for marketing to get out to the community. What's going on with that?
Well, Arthur has been working on the newsletter and he submits it to Benny for review. And then it's supposed to be sent out to the membership. I've never received one personally. So...
He was going to the PD.
Yeah.
For a review or something.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I thought it was going to the PD. I thought it was going to Katia for review. So
there's Arthur. He can answer.
Hi, guys.
Okay, thanks.
Art, go ahead.
Yeah, so the newsletter went out about 2 weeks ago, and I asked Ellen to send a copy to everybody on the LSB in case they're, for some reason, not getting it because you're a donor or whatnot. So please check your email. And also, yes, Katia did have a chance to review and add some updates to it. So it was certainly coordinated with the staff.
Very cool.
Mr. Chair, can you hear me now?
Yes.
You know, I just wanted to make a quick clarification. I couldn't get in a few seconds ago, but we were discussing the HD tiers. UDC actually did not lose their station. They voluntarily sold it. It was a very valuable property. They were failing elsewhere, but station was sold, not so much forfeited. Yeah. That was it.
Okay. Ellen, did you have your hand up? Thank you, Aaron.
Sure.
Yes, I did. Two things. First, I can put the development committee, your information on the website and the archives, but you just have to send me an email with all the information. I'll put it on for the first Thursday for the rest of the year. Secondly, the newsletter was sent. Arthur sent it to me, and I sent it out to everyone.
Hey, Ellen, did you correct my email address? I'll send it to you again. The one that I had at first is not working.
Yeah, it's the Irene one, not the Anita one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I have the same problem. Wrong email. Not updated.
So I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Irene. Now, community outreach. Violetta, do you have a report?
Yes. The committee met last night, and we heard the presentation from Thomas Blanton concerning Juneteenth and the dates, which was said already to be June 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. The outreach committee will discuss the proposal with the development and program committees. And we will report hopefully next meeting at the LSB meeting. And we're being careful so that we're not duplicating efforts and intend to stay in communication so that doesn't happen. The next thing was events sponsored by the station board, upcoming events. Is the WPFW Blues Festival, tentatively to be on Saturday, August 13th. And an event with Nap Turner and Langston Hughes is tentatively scheduled for June. And WPFW Town Halls, tentatively scheduled for July, early July and November. And we're gonna try to keep it so it's a constant, so people can just know and be used to coming to town halls in July and November. The 5K run is Saturday, September 9th. And Gloria is working with the U Street Jam. It may be moved to Route 1 in College Park, Maryland. A recommendation was made to get the updated WPFW flyers printed so that outreach members can distribute the flyers to members of the community. Anybody else here from the committee would like to add, please do so.
Quick question, is the 5K the same place as the last couple of years?
Yeah, at the Bladenburg, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was nice, yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a recommendation, Violetta, about updating many of the things that that come with events, like the banner and other materials as well.
Better banner, yeah. We need one.
Yeah, the banner and the station grid. So when we're out there, we can let members of the community know what programs are there in case they don't. And invite them to tune in.
Yeah. Any questions? Thank you, Violetta. Oh, and nice work today by Sophie's Parlor.
Oh, thank you.
For International Women's Day. Okay, next up is the Evaluation Committee. Sarah.
Yes. So this is taken out of our draft minutes that I put out to the committee. Dennis agreed to be our senior mentor to the team because he can't be its chair because of conflict of interest and workload. And he explained pretty pretty nicely how the committee's, what the committee's purposes and past considerations were. So that's done. Dennis discussed several complicated decisions the team would have to address, like the team member knowledge of senior WPFW staff duties, finding the scope and pertinent points of stakeholder participation. So that's a work in progress. Dennis then discussed last year's senior staff evaluation, subsequent self-evaluation findings, and subsequent value of these instruments. So taking what he said, we're going to be evaluating those. So that's a work in progress. Team discussed the response to last year's committee submittal to the from the Pacifica Executive Director. Now, I'm talking about what we got back from her as a result of having done the questionnaires and that sort of thing. And we decided to compose talking points that a team member could use to ask the director what relative values does she attach to our questions. Dennis volunteered to make the phone call to the director, and Sarah volunteered to write draft talking points. So that's a work in progress. We addressed several housekeeping items. Sarah Brown was nominated and accepted committee chair. We developed a committee activity time. We will develop a committee activity timeline. And to that point, the chair sent out an email request for a rough list of milestones and achievables from last year. We have already received some responses for that. We decided monthly committee meetings every third Wednesday, supported by robust team email communications, meeting frequency to be changed as needed. So next meeting is the 15th of March at 7 p.m. So I want that to be the public announcement, you know, because we have to do public announcements on that. And I'll seek Dennis's guidance as to what other public announcement requirements we have for that.
Well, let me just add quickly. It's good to let everybody know when the committee is meeting. But the evaluation committee, by definition, dealing with personnel and personnel performance, that will not be a public meeting.
I understand it's not a public meeting, but like you just said, it's you have to announce it, right?
Yeah, I'm just letting the public know.
Okay. You're
announcing to the public. I'm letting them know that they're not invited.
Okay. So we briefly discussed the distribution of the committee results, which is a work in progress, and we gave the newest member a link to the Pacifica bylaws. After the meeting, a meeting minute draft was sent to the members for additions, modifications, and deletions. We sent our membership to the LSB secretary. We need to make sure our meeting a public announcement is made. So that's done. So I'd like to invite any of the team members to, I call the committee a team, so please don't kill me for that. But anyway, I'd like to know if anybody has any input, something I might have forgotten to say or something I didn't cover.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. Come on. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Sarah. I don't have anything additional to offer, so thank you for that report out. I would like, though, if we could, on Esther's work, with the collection of WPFW programmers, receive that list as soon as that's completely compiled. That would be very valuable for the committee to have that. So I would ask that that be forwarded over as soon as that's completed, sooner rather than later.
And just for full transparency, the evaluation committee would want that list so as to be able to adequately involve programmers in invite people to participate in the evaluation process, which is something that would be important.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So just to wrap it up, the to-dos are comments and suggested modifications to the GM and PM questionnaires and supporting info, comments on talking points for the Pacifica ED discussion, develop timeline from past experiences, general input from the team about the questionnaire, and to gather and agree to the committee general and next meeting tasks. That's it.
Thanks, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? Okay, moving right along. I am not aware of unfinished business. There are no items included in the agenda. Does anyone, Minerva?
Yes, Dennis, we talked some months back about having a meeting with, well, LSB members, and especially the new ones, coming together to look at the, or understand the Pacifica bylaws and those areas that impact us. And we had talked maybe a March timeframe, March or April, and we did that because we did the meet and greet with the programmers in January.
Yes.
And we do need to come up with a date, and I do, I'd like to suggest, I've in dealing with the Pacifica bylaws, I know that Tony Leon has been, as far as I'm concerned, a wealth of knowledge and been able to, I don't want to say quote chapter and verse, but very close to it. So I would just put out there that maybe we ask him to come forward and be with us as we go through this, since he has sat on the board for the LSB and also on the PMB. So that's one thing. And then the second is, during Esther's, the information she shared with us, she mentioned a document that she submitted. And I thought she said to the board for us to see the work that she had done during the time frame that she was the interim director. And I need to ask, was that received and was it sent out to the board members? If so, I don't remember getting a copy.
Okay. To the last point, Ellen, do you remember if that went out to the board? And that may be something that I was copied on and asked you to forward.
Yes, I did send it out to the board members.
Okay, and you have to look careful because it was coming from Ellen from me, but originally it was from Esther to the programmers listserv. So it was sort of a double forward, but send it again. Okay, thank you.
I'll send the several things out again and hope that people read them. Thank you.
Minerva, did you have a time frame that you wanted to propose for the sort of orientation, the PNB orientation?
I would I think when we talked about doing it in March, I guess we would have to look and see based on the calendar.
Yep.
And ask the members of the LSB. I can come up with some dates. And or either ask the members, you know, is a weekday, a weekend better? Do you want Zoom? Do you want in person? How would you like to see this structured? So I think that would give some, you know, help in putting it together. And also asked what other members of the LSB would like to take part in planning this.
Okay, let me propose this, Minerva, that you and I set up some time to take half an hour and try and flesh this out a little bit, and then
okay.
we'll spread it out from there. One of the reasons that I did not bring it up in the last meeting, I wanted to wait and see what happened with the vacancies. I feel comfortable now that we've got over the last two meetings, we've added five new people, so we're in good shape. And actually tonight we added some people with some good experience with both with WPFW and a few different levels. So I think that will help. So thank you.
Thank you.
Sarah.
Yes, I as you might have recalled, if you're reading past past LSB things, I've started a little project as part of the moving committee. I don't know what is it, relocation committee, to gather a line drawing, end-to-end line drawing at WPFW. So it's a technical drawing, and we started, and it's sort of kind of like on the philosophy of you throw mud at a wall and you mess with it enough, you come up with the Mona Lisa. So in order to get information with it, I had to go down to talk to the studio and talk at length with Jerry Amos. So I want to express my deepest appreciation for the time they spent, you know, shepherding me through the station, showing me the different items and stuff and things and how the interconnectivity of things. Of course, this is one of many visits that I'll make, but I just wanted to drop that thank you to both Mo and Jerry for hosting me.
Okay, and thank you for that, Sarah. And I do appreciate the time that you put into that. And considering that that was done in service of a project that moved forward without the rest of our consultation and any other level, that I hope that that work will be will prove fruitful for the station. I see Ellen's hand is still up and. Yep, that's it. Ellen?
No, for some reason, maybe you didn't take it down.
Okay, I'll take it down. No problem.
Okay.
All right. Is there any new business? Let me recap then some of the action items, and please just remind me if I'm missing something. We want to add the discussion we were having about the programming content, particularly around the Russia angle. We want to add that to the agenda next month. I would like to see if that can be continued in the program committee, but that's up to them. I am going to work with Ellen to explore a library space for an open meeting. What else? Minerva and I are going to discuss an orientation, make people more familiar with PNB or Pacifica generally, and the LSB, all the new members and anyone else who wants a refresher. Was there anything that I am missing that is on our to-do list? Okay, I do want to make one.
Are we going to have an executive session? Are we going to have an executive session tonight, at some point?
Not tonight.
No, not tonight, but on the, you know, for the future.
Oh, yeah, that is to be decided.
Mr. Chair, you mentioned seeking out library space.
Yep.
I don't know if you've had an opportunity to see the MLK library since it reopened. It is unbelievable. It's a magnificent space.
Okay.
Magnificent.
Okay, thank you. We will check
it out. Parking, right, Eric?
It's not free. I mean,
it's also right near the metro, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
The motion from Thomas Blanton. Did you mention that? I was supposed
that. Yeah. No, thank you. Yes. So, the priority is for me to make sure that all the information from today's meeting, as well as I think the last year's letter, which may have gone out before, but I'll double check on that, that information gets to the community.
And then if I could, I don't know, I probably should have brought this up in new business. The mention of the contempt that staff has for the LSB. Yeah. Is it possible that we could have a report back from the general manager kind of expounding upon that point, maybe the roots of it, and then also whether or not he's done anything to mitigate the contempt that is built up within the station?
Yeah, thank you. And I did want to speak to that. that first of all, you know, the general manager supervises the staff, and if the general manager believes who does come to this meeting, Jerry, you're here all the time, and you stick it out and answer all of our questions or address all of our questions, and if in fact you believe that level of cooperation, not everybody needs to do as much as you do in that regard, but if you believe that cooperating with this board is something that is worthwhile, then you have the power to direct people to do that. On the other hand, if you are among the staff and you hear these expressions of contempt and you do nothing to tamp that down, you allow that to flourish, then you are undermining these efforts.
Absolutely not. I don't allow it to flourish.
That's good. That's good. I said if, and if that's the case.
Okay.
And I hope that that's not the case. That I'm just saying is that you're the only one here who's in a position to begin to address that until we get to the point where people begin to engage in the, and committees are the best place, smaller groups. It's not, you know, a lot, you know, just, people can have conversations to work on mutual projects. That's where that work needs to begin. And when that happens, hopefully the contempt will go away. But you are the person in the best position to make that happen.
I've said repeatedly that this particular board is probably the best of all of the boards across Pacifica, and not just across Pacifica, but through time here at WPFW itself. You know, for instance, maybe it's COVID, but I don't know. At least this board doesn't throw chairs at each other. Maybe not yet, at least. We've had violent boards. You know, so that's where that contempt that I was speaking of came from before. And there's some veterans on here that know what kind of boards we've had in the past. And it was counterproductive at times. You know, this board is starting fresh, you know, and has a good shot at being very productive and well-received at the station. There were some boards that were not received well at the station for good reason, I would say. Again, we had some loved, cherished people on the boards who were violent. and we've not experienced that on this board. So we just need to find a way to connect the dots. You know, there are many times when the board wants to help, we want the board to help, and it doesn't happen for whatever reason. Let's make it happen.
Okay, well, you're the one that brought up the contempt. So that's why, that's why. And, we know that we're nice and that we're not violent. And so you're the one that has to let them know.
They know. The board.
It looks to me like we've gone through the agenda.
I move to be adjourned. To
speak.
I move to be adjourned.
Hey, things have gotten so bad they closed St. Elizabeth.
Is there a second?
On the table to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection? Make it so.
Good night, all.
Let it be said and let it be done.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Dennis, you good night, everybody. You are a bunch of sweethearts.
Good night, everybody.
Night.
Ron, you're, you've seen a few chairs fly across the room.